Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is the apple of God's eye. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Apple of God's Eye, written and read by Emma Dancy. Psalm 17, verse 8 says, "Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in your wings." Keep me as the apple of your eye. The Hebrew word for apple means pupil. The Lord is telling us in this verse that we are the pupil of his eye. Psalm 17 is a prayer from David to God, asking God to keep him as the apple of God's eye. Our apple of the eye reflects what we are looking at. The Lord is looking at us. He sees me, and he sees you. Job 28, verse 24 says, "For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens." Webster's dictionary defines the apple of someone's eye as a person or thing that someone loves very much. Cambridge Dictionary says, "The person who someone loves most and is very proud of." This is an endearing term. God is inviting us into his love. He is proud of us. He loves us. Scientifically speaking, a pupil dilates in response to increases in arousal and mental effort, either triggered by an external stimulus or spontaneously. The word arouse has three definitions. One is romantic. However, the other two literally mean to awaken from sleep and to stimulate to action or to bodily readiness for activity, excite. How is this possible that we can excite Jesus? Scripture tells us that we only have to offer filthy rags. This is the power of the gospel. Christ has exchanged our sins for his righteousness. When God looks at us, he sees his own reflection back. He sees Jesus. We love him because he first loved us. We are secure in him. We are safe with him. He cares for us and has given us his salvation. We are not ashamed of his gospel. We are proud of it. We too are invited to gaze back at our Savior, our bridegroom, and know him. Hebrews 12:2 tells us to fix our eyes on Jesus as we run the race of faith. The truth is that Jesus looks at us first. We are the apple of his eye. However, if he is looking into our pupils, then we are looking into his. If we are fixing our eyes on Jesus, that means that he is in the focus of our gaze. The apple, the pupil of our eye, will be reflective of him. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we can pray that Jesus would be the apple of our eyes as well. If our pupils are dilated, in a sense, while we gaze upon him, he has awakened us from our sleep. Ephesians 5:14 says, "For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." The second definition for arouse is about preparing for action, excitement. When we are fixed on Jesus, He prepares us and excites us in His life and His kingdom purposes. Romans 12:11 says, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord." Christ provides us with zeal as we look to Him in our lives. I want to acknowledge that this verse is about us. The beloved are the people of God. The apple of the eye refers to the children of the Lord. We are the ones who have been loved greatly. However, when we experience and receive that covenantal love of Christ, we respond by His Spirit to love Him back. We can be tempted to place our focus and our attention elsewhere. We can so easily be bogged down by the worries of this world. We might be looking at accolades, finances, relationships, comfort, or anything else. If Jesus is not where our eyes are focused, then we get off track. Thankfully, our God is perfect, and His gaze never leaves us. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. When I think of the words, hide me, I remember that Mary pondered the news of Jesus' birth in her heart. We are hidden in the shadow of His wings. This phrase is used throughout the Bible as a place of safety. Christ is our secure place. He is our fortress and rock. We are held in His arms. Intersecting faith and life. How does knowing that you are the apple of God's eye remind you that you are loved today? In what ways can you return His love and seek to make Him the apple of your eyes? Further reading, Jeremiah 16:17, Hebrews 12:2, 1 John 4, verse 19.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.